I bought Juan and Evita Peron's Custom Ferrari by David Zane Meyerowitz, with James Fleet, Edna Dore, and Tom Watt.
Cars exist on this side of common sense. These are the ordinary ones we drive every day. Other vehicles can be found across the frontiers of reason. These are the transport of our dreams. And then there are those automobile out of another world, breaking the impenetrable membrane of time, space, and income, lying far, far, far beyond our reach. A certain vividly black and gold lacquered Ferrari 212 Intergear has its parking space of honor in this last category.
Help, nation! Come on! Oh, come on, Carl!
The car that starts up is the one for me.
You are sincerely interested in this car?
My deschevaux just died on me.
This is no ordinary automobile. It's been custom renovated with all the original parts from its construction year, 1952. We put 5 years of love's labour into this.
The ad said it was for sale.
For sale is an understatement in this case.
I need a car.
I can show you 100 cars.
I like the sound of this one. Juan and Evita Peron's unique Ferrari for sale. 212 Intercoupe. Mm. Delivery 1952. Two-seater, aluminium bodywork, totally restored, top condition as new.
This is a historical artifact.
Second-hand, is it?
Custom made for the President of Argentina in 1952. All the interior details were selected by him personally. Or by her.
Her?
Senora Peron.
Well, when can I take delivery?
You can't. Anyway, there's already a waiting list. The Sultan of Brunei rang up this morning.
Hasn't he got a car?
Listen, I've just bought in a completely renovated VW Beetle this morning. One of the earliest models. You can...
I fancy the Ferrari.
The...
What's his name's? Peron's Ferrari.
Peron the dictator?
Oh, some bloke from foreign.
What's his car doing all the way over here?
They overthrew him. He didn't need it anymore.
If that car could talk, I bet it's saying a few things. Your time's running out.
Already?
Half an hour goes fast when you talk about yourself.
I feel ridiculous lying here on a couch in the dark talking about myself.
Why do you come to me, then?
Nobody else would listen to me if I didn't pay.
Your time's up. That will be 75. And by the way, take the used condom with you when you go. Last time you left it leaking on the couch. Next time, you can tell me all about your mother.
Mother?
Sooner or later, all my clients tell me their secret scenarios involving their mothers. Nappies, nipples, the lot. You think you're so different?
My mother?
Who else?
Where are you?
The old age home.
Oh, yeah?
Where you threw me out with the rubbish years ago. I'll bet you hoped I was dead, didn't you?
Well, after all these years...
You have to get me out of here.
What for?
I'm suffocating here. Everybody here is so old.
Well, it's an old people's home.
I want to get out into the world.
The world?
I miss doing the shopping.
Look,
Katya. I'm called Katya.
Katya? Look, my boss doesn't like people calling me on the job.
I'm not people. I'm the reason you're on the other end of this telephone. Mea culpa. And your job is to get me out of this geriatric prison where you left me to rot 5 years ago.
5 years already?
Five whole years I spent inside a day and night. I'm up to my elbows inside a grease and all. 12 hours a day. Sometimes I've got my shirt off and I'm in there head and shoulders with one of my apprentices holding me legs from the outside. Her grease is dripping over my eyes down into my mouth. I can taste what she tasted like in 1952 when she was virgin. The wife says, you smell of another woman. I say, it's Perron's Ferrari. She says, with you men, comes to the same thing. In any case, nobody dead or alive knows more about this car than me. Well, from 1952 on, I mean. Historians come to ask me advice when they write books about El Presidente.
What's this?
At the very first set of shock absorbers, we kept all the original parts, de-rusted them, cleaned them up, lacquered them.
What for? They can't be reused.
Oh, there's collectors who'll pay top dollar for this gear. Even the nuts and bolts. The steering wheel went for some 80,000. But the real prize was the transmission.
Why that?
Perron's transmission. His hand on the gear shift, changing speeds. Every Sunday, they banned traffic in the centre of Buenos Aires, so he and the missus could do 120 up and down the Paseo. They even switched off the power to the traffic lights. There were some Americans who wanted the leather seat where Evita sat. They came all the way from Minneapolis just to smell it.
If all the parts are sold off, what's left of Perron's car?
Oh, the original number's still stamped onto the chassis. We sanded it clean so anybody can check it.
So, in a way, it's not the real car.
Oh, she is. Anybody who gets that gets her intact. She got old and we spent 5 years making her virgin again. Nobody alive could tell her from the baby that stepped off the assembly line in Torino in 1952. Well, we could have changed her. I could have put in a modern shift that would have let us take her up to 200 on the high street. A fuel injection system to prevent a mucky carburettor.
And a portable telephone, a quadraphonic stereo and satellite TV.
Ah, but that wouldn't be the Ferrari of El Presidente.
The Ferrari of El Presidente. Only a handful of cars in the world can lay claim to immortality. An automobile is not conceived to last forever, even in the great workshops of Porsche, Rolls-Royce, MG. And yet automobile restoration can turn back the clock and make a great car useful again. You see before you a Ferrari 212 Inter, a coupe with aluminium bodywork from Ghia in Turin. The man standing in front of the car, Juan Domingo Perón, president of Argentina from 1946 to 1955, has long since been consigned to the dustbins of history. His custom Ferrari, however, motor number 0191EL.
Employee number 4375M for Merce reporting as requested, sir.
Come in and sit down, Mr.
I've been waiting 12 years for this.
12 years?
To be fired. I've even got my pencil case packed.
Well, who's firing you?
Why else would you call me to your office?
Look,
It doesn't matter. I know my name.
It's come to my attention that in 12 years of working for this firm, you've never once taken a holiday.
What would I want with a holiday?
I've had an inspector round here, and he wants to know why you've been working 12 years non-stop.
It's my right.
No, it isn't. The Social Security wants you to have a holiday, insists.
I don't have a car. My 2CV died on me.
As of Monday, I'm obliged to give you 2 weeks off.
My feet will walk here in the morning, whatever you say.
Look,
Merce.
Merce? Is that what people call you?
People call me? No. No, I don't think so. It used to be my name, but I haven't heard it come out of anybody's mouth for years, now that you mention it. If I was called, let's say, Perón, they'd remember that.
Perón?
Perón, the fascist?
Perón's Ferrari.
You want to give my money to Perón, the fascist?
Look, the doctor just told me you're in a state of advancing senility. He doesn't expect you to live out the year.
In a few months, you'll be completely gaga.
It's my right after a life of hard labour.
When you're out of your nut, your money will come to me anyway, so if you give it to me now, I won't have to inherit it.
You need my whole life's savings for a car?
It's an investment.
All my life, I took the bus.
Well, there is no public transport anymore.
What if I need to buy a Mars bar at the kiosk?
You don't need money in an old age home or in the other world.
It's my union pension. 40 years of sewing zips on trousers in a sweatshop.
Look, people who stand to inherit money wind up wanting their parents to die quickly, right?
So?
Well, if I get the money now, I won't have any reason to want you dead. This way, you can go on living as long as you like. Perron's Ferrari lives on forever. This car should not be sitting in a showroom where it is a living relic. It should be revving up for adventure in your driveway.
You may know our slogans, but I'm afraid you're not the right client.
Why not?
Where would you get...
That kind of money? No problem. There's my inheritance. I can give you all of that as a down payment and arrange for you to attach my salary.
References?
You mean a guarantee?
Social references. I can't sell this car to just anybody.
No?
It's been in powerful hands. It has a pedigree. Imelda Marcos is flying in tomorrow for a look. Henry Kissinger wants to sit where El Presidente sat.
What's the asking price?
1.5 million.
What? Pesetas? Zlotys?
Dollars. US.
I figure I could pay you £75 a month over 36 years. That would come to...
For that money, you couldn't even switch on the ignition.
Not like that. She won't ever turn over like that.
It's a car, isn't it?
Not just any.
What do I do?
First, push in the cigar lighter.
Cigarette lighter?
Cigar lighter for El Presidente. Now, turn the wheel from left to right until it locks.
Locks?
That's right, my son. Now, put your feet on the brake, clutch and accelerator all at once.
Did he have 3 feet?
He wasn't taking any chances. Can you manage it?
My feet are cramping.
Turn the key now towards you in reverse. They were afraid of assassination attempts. If the terrorists found out how to start up his motor, they could have wired him and boom!
Well, they could have found a way if they'd wanted to.
He never started it up himself. It was the same bloke who tasted his food for him and frisked his horse to see if they were carrying razor blades down below.
I won't have that problem.
You're asking me for a loan, is that it?
Not a loan.
£400,000 and it's not a loan. What is it, a hold-up?
It's the money you owe me for the next 20 years until I retire.
You are asking me to advance you 20 years' salary?
You know I always show up for work.
Are you in trouble?
What kind of trouble could I possibly be in?
I don't know. Somebody blackmailing you, maybe? Girlfriend's got a bun in the oven?
Where would I get a girlfriend?
Look, Merce. Why don't you take a day off?
You won't do it.
I can't just give an employee 20 years' salary like that. What if you die next week or disappear to some tropical island? A loan of this kind needs collateral, a guarantee of some kind.
You've got it.
What have I got?
A guarantee.
What guarantee?
Perron's Ferrari.
Perron's Ferrari?
Yep.
The 212 Intergear of El Presidente.
If I miss my monthly installment, she's yours.
You are going to buy...
Perron's Ferrari.
You must be out of your mind.
I'm not out of my mind, not yet.
You can't just come and live with me, just like that.
I don't want to stay in this place. The people here are nuts.
They're senile. Like you.
I don't want to die here.
Where do you want to die?
What's that?
I said, where do you want to die?
In a bathtub with warm water dripping over the edge onto the floor and through the cracks down onto the telly of the apartment below. All those years they kept me from sleeping.
I can't look after you, Katya. And the nurse tells me you've started wetting your bed.
Only once a night. That's one nappy every 24 hours. Where's the tragedy?
You'd just be in the way.
You always needed someone to abuse in order to help build you up. You could save money on prostitutes.
I can't live with my mother. I'm still young.
You were never young.
I'm thinking of the future.
I gave birth to a butterfly and it turns into a caterpillar.
I can't afford to keep you. I've got Perron's Ferrari to think about.
Perron's Ferrari? More important than your mother?
At least all her parts still function. Feet on the accelerator, clutch and brake.
Other way round.
Feet on the brake, accelerator, clutch.
Damn, damn, damn.
What are you doing?
Well, I don't buy a car without seeing if the windscreen wipers work.
Everything works in this car.
I need to have good wipers because I'm myopic. In my deschevaux, they went from right to left instead of left to right, and I had to have them replaced because I was always watching them and not the road.
Are you sure this is the car for you? I've had a Mercedes in this morning that would cost you a tenth of this one.
I couldn't change now.
Have you thought about the cost of insuring a car like this?
I'll just transfer the cover from my deschevaux.
So that's it. You are going to resell it. Found someone who'll pay more for it.
Who would I sell it to?
There are still people alive from that time, members of the regime, nostalgic for Perón, living off their Swiss bank accounts. For a commission, I could put you in touch with them. If ever you need...
Does the radio work?
It's the original one. It was in place when I obtained the car.
You didn't restore it?
It's still got the old tubes instead of transistors. You touch an object like that and it turns to powder.
I have to be able to listen to the weather report. I have to know what the weather's like when I'm driving along, especially if it's raining.
Don't turn the dial too quickly. It might disintegrate in your hand.
Dijo un conocido historiador británico en una ocasión que la rebelión con éxito es revolución.
Is that static?
Imponente en su esplendor. En verdad, su grandeza es un reto al poder de la...
No. It's Spanish.
El servicio latinoamericano les invita a escuchar actualidades.
I studied it in high school. I can't make out much.
Confirmado, sí, it's the news, confirmado. En una jornada ejemplar, el pueblo argentino ha emitido un voto histórico.
Somebody's just been elected president.
Who?
Juan Perón.
When?
1952.
...1952 at the Paris Automobile Salon.
It was a bleak October.
0191EL made her debut.
Leaves were falling on the trottoir of the Boulevard Saint-Germain.
Wearing her new Ghia carrosserie, the petite 12-cylinder two-seater with a cute little rounded face.
A soft, cold wind out of Belgium began to announce her off winter.
Stirred not only the heart of the man in the street, she also touched the innermost soul.
A thousand hommes d'affaires were simultaneously turning up the collars of their overcoats on the Champs-Élysées.
Of one of the great presidents of the era. Juan Domingo Perón was making arrangements for little 212 Interguía.
It was cherry blossom time in the southern hemisphere.
To emigrate to Buenos Aires.
...1952. He was burning a hole in me. 12 months he stayed inside me and the doctors couldn't get him to come out for love or money. He was reading his horror comics and listening to the football results, whatever. But they couldn't pull him out, not even with forceps. Maybe he's two babies or three, they said. Not even half a one, I said. I can feel him already, in there, floating around, not able to make a decision. That's what he'll be like. You'll pass him on the street, you won't look twice. Not even once. Slugs call attention to themselves because you step on them. Something delicate under your foot tells you you've squeezed something alive. But my one, you scrape off your shoe easily at the curb and drop him into the gutter. When nobody's looking, you just nudge him down the sewer hole with your heel.
Mm. If I switch on the heater, I'll wear down the battery.
La policía en El Salvador que investiga el asesinato de una conocida periodista radial, María Lorena Sarabia.
No back seat to stretch out on. He ordered a two-seater because they used to assassinate presidents sitting in the front seat of a limousine from the back by garrotting a wire around the neck. He can't turn round. He's helpless. Snap. Your head's off. Midnight. What time is it in Buenos Aires?
La soledad de todos estos años, el sufrimiento de mi madre, la ciudad, esas mujeres tan elegantes y aristocráticas, este frío intenso y yo sin abrigo. Claro que te quiero. Me estremecen tus atenciones, la importancia que me das. Pero la rabia, ¿quién me lo puede quitar? Quiero salir de aquí, Juan. Me asfixio. Quiero que me saques de esta casa, de esta ciudad, de mierda.
This is the most perfectly tuned car motor anybody's ever heard.
You have to wait till night time to hear it. It only comes at night.
Day, night. A motor sounds the same at all times.
It's not in the motor.
We checked every aspect of this car before delivery. It can't be the exhaust because it's brand new and the shock absorbers.
But it's in the car, in the interior.
What kind of noise can there be inside the car?
A woman's voice. It's as if she's trying to tell me something. She's calling to me from very far away. Listen.
It's her. La Senora. She's dying. Cancer of the uterus. It's February. 1952. She wants to go for a last drive, but for once not in the official state limousine with the usual National Guard escort. So they creep out in the dead of night. He's carrying her in his arms. And they drive all night down to the coast of Bahia Blanca. She passes out four times from pain and he has to stop to inject her with morphine. In the morning, he asks her what she wants to see, more than anything else, just this one last time. The whales gambling off the Gulf de San Matias? The 18-meter statue of herself she had commissioned in the town of Santa Rosa? No. What she wants, more than anything else, just
this one last time,
is to drive into the nearest peasant village on their route and watch the naked children battling the wild turkeys for scraps of rotten food on the local rubbish dump.
Did they touch my car with their dirty hands?
She's too weak to get out of the car by this time. So she invites the children over. Immediately they reach out their hands to touch her. But Perón pushes them away. He doesn't want her contracting dysentery as well as uterine cancer. But she insists on letting one of them stay near her. A girl of 12 with long black hair, which she, Señora La Presidente, wants to stroke. It's then the miracle happens.
Which one?
The miracle of San Felipe. While stroking the girl's hair, one of the diamonds from one of Evita's rings...
Which finger?
At left index, it's now practically a skeleton's finger, falls into the mass of adolescent curls and gets lost. She starts searching for it, combing out the long tresses, but Perón intervenes when he notices the kid's head lice springboarding into her hair, La Señora's hair, and into the car.
The car?
Taking out his switchblade knife from his Buenos Aires gang warfare days, he cuts off all the girl's hair, stuffs it into the glove compartment, and says that finding the diamond is the work of secret service agents, not a president's wife dying of uterine cancer.
Do they find it?
No. But she, La Señora, knows where it is, even as the Ferrari speeds off, leaving the children choking in the dust. Looking back on the village, she sees the young girl glowing, her whole body actually radiating white light in the midst of hysterical wild turkeys. And she knows that the diamond is now making its way through the child's esophagus in its marathon ride down into her large intestine.
Bellyache.
Just lay back. Stretch out your feet. Put your head on the headrest. Close your eyes. You'll see how easy it is.
I'm not used to eating out of tins and locked in this prison. Open the window at least.
Just to make you feel at home.
Home? In a two-seater car?
It's Perron's Ferrari.
You said you were bringing me home. I thought, for once, maybe he's not just an idiot. Maybe he feels remorse. Maybe I can live out my last years in a slum flat.
I can't afford to keep you in an old age home anymore.
You can't afford? I was paying for it. You said we'd have a joint bank account. It's my union pension.
It pays for the car.
Why can't I move into your flat?
I had to give it up. I can't afford to pay rent.
Where do you live?
Here, in Perron's Ferrari.
I thought it was your Ferrari.
It'll never be mine completely. It's his and hers. Where are you going?
I can't sleep in a car. I'm an old woman. Where am I supposed to shower?
In the automatic car wash.
What?
I go there once a week to wash the car. As soon as it passes into the tunnel, I get out and shower.
Well, someone should notice.
It's not illegal.
Take me back to the old age home. The orderlies kick you when no one's looking or pull out your hair just for a laugh. But at least I can stretch out on a straw mattress.
You'll get used to it here. Look, the seat reclines.
Ow!
Just get some sleep. It will all look different in the morning.
Oh, if we drove somewhere.
What?
Not just sit in the car, but drive it.
I can't afford petrol.
Since when do you have a dog?
It's Negrita, Evita's poodle. Perron locked him in the boot by accident one day and he starved to death. All the churches of Argentina were ordered to say a novena for him, and every parishioner had to light a candle in his honour. A national holiday was declared and schoolchildren were given a day off for mourning.
Why is he whimpering?
Well, every now and then he still tries to claw his way out.
Finest bulletproof glass, ground in Wales and shipped to Turin for the Ferrari works. 4 centimetres thick and even resistant to machine gun fire. They could drive through a hail of bullets singing operetta duets if they wanted. And, creme de la creme, the tyres are made of special rubber imported from Indonesia. They could drive on for 90 kilometres after a tyre had been shot to smithereens. Man has to feel safe in a vehicle like this.
Nobody's going to shoot at us in a car wash.
You never know. This is his car, remember?
He's been dead for 20 years.
There are people still gunning for him. He did a good deal of torturing in this car.
Perron?
Well, most of the time he left it to Secret Police Chief Velasco or to one of the escaped SS officers in the inner circle. But from time to time, and for special guests, he reserved the Ferrari.
How can you torture someone in this car?
First and foremost, the cigar lighter. They'd tie someone to the steering wheel, then let him watch the lighter heating up. Slowly. Another favourite was to lash your man tightly to the silencer, face down so that his nose was a centimetre from the ground. Then they'd zoom off onto gravel paths or dirt roads.
Did she go along?
La Signora? She was too squeamish. Unless the guy underneath was somebody who'd snubbed her personally. Then she took the wheel herself.
Sometimes, in the early morning, I hear somebody screaming.
From underneath the car?
More or less.
In the early morning, you say?
I think so.
What month about?
Just now.
June.
What are you looking for?
Her private secretary kept very accurate records. Let's see. Yeah. That would be the Minister of...
Health. You used to come to me like I was your doctor, to get cured.
I can't afford to see you anymore.
You bought Perron's custom Ferrari and you can't afford a measly 75 quid to see me?
It's because I bought it.
Oh, I suppose you've been to all kinds of wild places in that thing.
We went to Sainsbury's the other day, just to remember what it was like, walking up and down the aisles.
So, you've got a girl.
My mother.
I'll make you a deal. Take me for a spin in that thing, and you can have a session for free.
It's only a two-seater.
And?
Well, what my mother said.
What are you hoping for today with no money in your pocket? You don't get me for free.
I wasn't coming for you.
What then?
Last time I was here, taking down my, my trousers.
Yeah?
A packet of Smarties dropped out of my pocket. I couldn't find it in the dark.
And?
I was wondering if I could have it back.
You know me. I've seen everything. Guys who come to me wearing their sister's knickers, who want to be tied hand and foot and have their heads shoved in the gas oven while I read them excerpts from Mein Kampf, who pay me royally for calling them Your Excellency. With you, it's like you're going to the laundrette. You put your money in the slot and twiddle your thumbs till it's over. Isn't there anything you want?
My packet of Smarties.
I found this for you. Melodia de Arrabal, Carlos Gardel. It was El Presidente's favourite tango. At night, he played this record and danced with his teenage concubines. The army was getting restless in the barracks.
Hay un cuello que resonga en la cortada mitonga, mientras que una pebeta linda como una flor, era coqueta bajo la quieta luz de un farol.
Well?
Look here,
You woke me up.
This is the company car park. You can't sleep here.
I don't want to be late for work.
Listen, Merce.
You called me Merce.
Isn't that your name? Look, I'm told you've been spending your nights in this car park with a woman.
Oh, it's not a woman. It's my mother.
Whoever it is, I'm not prying into your personal tastes. I'm only telling you to do whatever it is you do in the privacy of your own home.
This is my home.
Perron's Ferrari.
Where else can I go?
I've been told you've missed two payments. They'll be sending the bailiff round one of these days.
Bailiff? But I bought this car.
Yes, and now you have to pay for it every month for the rest of your life.
I might be arrested. They'll put me away for years, for life. I'd miss some days at work. I'll have to give it back. Perron's Ferrari.
He escaped in this car, El Presidente.
Escaped?
It was after La Signora kicked off. The Argentine Air Force was bombing the Casa Rosada, the presidential palace, hoping to nail the bastard. But he made off with a trunk full of Evita's jewellery and his 16-year-old mistress.
And this Ferrari?
Didn't know that, did you? He thought he could make it to Paraguay, and he didn't want to leave her behind to fall into the hands of the rebels.
His mistress?
The Ferrari.
More than 4,000 working hours invested in the renaissance of this automobile have turned it into a monument worth millions. Now you have the possibility of riding around like a president in a spankingly new 212 Intergear. Its creators have made their dream of the perfect custom automobile come true. Ride away now. Dream into a world beyond.
Don't wake me up. I'm having a wonderful dream.
I have to get to work. We can't just drive away like this.
There's a woman. She has very dark skin.
Started up all by itself, practically. I just had to put my hands on the wheel and she was off, as if she knew.
She's beautiful. Kind of cream colour.
You always get sick in the car when you don't watch the road.
Don't wake me up. I want to see what she's doing.
Who?
A Creole woman in my dream.
I don't want you vomiting in the Ferrari. That would reduce its value. Give me enough warning to stop by the side of the road.
I can see her now. She's bending over something. She has huge breasts. She's...
Don't tilt your head back like that. It always leads to disaster.
She's...
Sit up straight, will you?
Doing my washing up.
What?
She's come all the way from Martinique just to do the washing up.
All by herself, you say?
Every time I stop to stretch my legs, the motor just keeps running. I can't switch it off. And the car refuses to do a U-turn. I couldn't think of anyone else to call. You have to help me. I'll miss a day's work.
What's the date?
September the 16th.
Peron's overthrow. There was a Paraguayan tanker in the harbour at Buenos Aires. He was trying to drive there and claim political asylum.
And you think that's where the Ferrari wants to go?
No doubt.
But I have to get to work.
You're driving his escape vehicle now. You won't be able to turn back.
We're 10,000 kilometres from Argentina. There's an ocean in between. And besides, there's no petrol in the car.
No petrol?
She's been driving on empty for the last 200 miles.
Where to now?
You're the driver.
It was your idea to escape.
They would have taken the car. What would you have been without a car?
I got along fine without it before.
You were nothing before. Less than nothing. Beans. All your life you've been dreaming of just one thing.
What?
To not be you. Now you are.
I'm what?
Not you.
It's illegal to run off with a car. It's not paid for.
Who cares?
I don't want to be on the wrong side of the law.
I've been there all my life. Organising unions, going out on strike, waving flags, breaking windows.
Sooner or later, they'll catch up with me. I can't make the monthly instalments anymore. They'll get the car. They'll get me too.
Doesn't matter about you, but nobody's going to take this car as long as I'm alive.
You're going back to the old folks' home, pronto. I can manage to turn the car around.
I'm never going back there. Plug me first with your Colt 45.
You'll be able to sleep lying down again.
I gave up my life savings so you could make the down payment on Peron's Ferrari. I'm staying in the car from here to eternity.
We'd have to drive day and night, cross the border, change our names.
What else have I got to look forward to before I die?
One day I might give you a grandchild.
You?
What's so funny about that?
I don't want a screaming brat grandchild. I want Peron's Ferrari. A sound I'll never forget. All my life I've lived in town, but I recognise this sound as if it was my own washing machine on rinse.
Car was driving too fast, I couldn't control it.
It wanted to get to the seashore before high tide.
I took my foot off the accelerator, I geared down to second. Him tried to brake, but it just went faster each time.
We're parked in paradise when all you can do is puke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go throw yourself into the sea. It'll do you good.
I
I didn't bring a bathing suit.
There's nobody here to see you.
You're here?
I'm your mother.
I can't undress in front of you.
Look, it's easy. You see the ocean for the first time in your life and you jump in.
Katya, don't.
Why not?
Well, you don't know how to swim.
That's
you might get attacked by sharks.
It won't be a slow death, sitting around like a vegetable, wetting a bed at night. Barbecued barracuda.
Mm.
There weren't any fish fingers on the menu.
I'm having profiteroles for dessert.
This food is too rich for you.
I want something more than Marmite sandwiches before I croak.
Katya, how will we pay for all this?
We won't.
Won't pay? It's impossible.
That's why I had you park Perron's Ferrari out front. They were all watching by the window.
I don't understand.
We just walk out cool when we've finished. They'll never believe that people with a Ferrari aren't paying.
That's illegal.
From now on, everything is illegal.
I'm going to turn myself in.
Oh, that's what you'd like, isn't it?
It won't bother you. I'll say it was my idea to escape.
Nobody would believe you have an idea. You just like feeling guilty, don't you?
Even before I've done anything wrong.
Hmm. Oh, come on.
Where?
I want to dance.
Dance? We'll just draw attention to ourselves.
So?
I can't bear to be watched. I don't know how to dance.
Neither do I.
Don't drink any more champagne, Katya. Your liver's not up to it.
The more I drink, the sicker you get. Come on.
But I don't...
Everybody's looking at us. You can't back out now.
This is a nightmare. You've drunk too much.
Heron could drink 2 quarts of Johnny Walker at night and still get an erection.
Katya.
After the war, Evita was invited to tea at Buckingham Palace. I was in the crowd waiting for her to arrive. We had our union banners held high. No cucumber sandwiches for dictator gals. No working men's milk from Argentine cows, we shouted.
What happened?
She never showed up. She wanted to wear her diamond tiara and wave from the balcony of the palace. But the king and queen weren't having any of it. A nice cup of tea, says the queen, and then kick the bitch out on her bum by the tradesman's entrance. Hasta la vista!
And la signora?
She telegraphed Perón to declare war on Britain.
Estos son momentos difíciles para la Argentina, aunque la situación no es aún nada...
Police today gave chase to the notorious MERS gang and were mercilessly gunned down by the thugs. Parliament debated the inevitable return of hanging in cases of Ferrari non-payment. The Queen herself, once the leading candidate to buy Perón's Ferrari, declared the vehicle a historical artifact and therefore belonging to the state. Meanwhile, the bandits were untraceable and now considered as MERS-ing persons. The Prime Minister himself has immersed himself in a sordid fray. The Archbishop of Canterbury, on the other hand, has appealed for MERS.
They were talking about me on the radio.
What did they say?
My name was on everybody's lips. People not only... talked about me, but they still remembered who I was 3 minutes after meeting me. But I was a criminal. The Americans were sending over an electric chair.
You'll be comfortable.
Katya, you're driving the car!
You were asleep. Perón's Ferrari finished its siesta and wanted to go. I happened to be sitting in the driver's seat.
But you don't know how to drive!
The man who might be your father never wanted me to learn.
We'll have an accident. There was no more money left for insurance. Stop the car and let me drive.
I've been dreaming of this all my life. Rolling down the open highway, my bare elbow hanging out the window, smoking a Lucky Strike.
The doctor said you didn't have long to go. Your brains are like scrambled eggs. You might have a stroke and drive into a tree. We'll damage the fender.
It's like I'm driving the getaway car.
You've been overthrown by the bankers, and now the bailiffs are trying to repossess the Ferrari before you can reach the border.
No!
You've got to go into exile. You've got to lead the counter-revolution from abroad, and I'm your chauffeur, driving the Ferrari along the streets, the peasants walking behind with machetes in their fists.
Stop the car!
The workers adore the Ferrari and are ready to fight the bailiffs and follow you again when you come back to power. You, and of course, the only really important woman in your life, your old mum. At that old people's place, they said to me, you need a couple of years' rest. Rest and sleep before you shove off. You're brain dead anyway, old girl. So look, we've installed a colour telly in your room at a nominal extra charge, and you can let your brain rest forever. Just watch. Just keep looking at the screen and you'll pass peacefully into the next world, watching the quiz shows and wondering if it's you who's won that dishwasher or not. But all I kept watching was the window in the room, thinking how I might bribe one of the male nurses. That one who thinks he's Elvis Presley, the one with the bulge in his trousers, to bring me a metal saw so I could cut a hole in those window bars. And then tie the bed sheets in tight knots so I could slip out one night and disappear into the trees on the common down the road. Then they'd come looking for me with their sniffer dogs and their helicopters. And I'd already be swimming across the fjords with me hospital nightgown ballooning over me, keeping me afloat. And on the far shores, I'd hear the riot squad setting fire to the underbrush, see if I was hiding in there. When I'd swum under the dam and got across the Zuider Zee, I'd come up for air on the riverbank, my hospital gown clinging wet to me and showing off me round paths. Not too bad, mind you. I never had no complaints to the eyes of the Portuguese fishermen working their nets in the midnight sun. And there, waiting for me on the other side, Peron's Ferrari, my own private chromium Prince Charming. And off we'd go, the motor climbing to 150 going up the slopes of the Matterhorn, the window wide open so the wind could dry me hospital gown on me. And the radio'd be up, top volume, blasting out that Strauss fella and his waltzes. And I'd hear the police sirens down below in the valley. And soon...
I told you so. You don't drink and drive, especially someone who's never drunk or driven in 70 years.
73?
I'd better find a doctor.
No doctor.
You're trembling. You're icy cold. Even the fire's not helping.
Take my pulse.
Where is it?
On my wrist, stupid.
What am I supposed to do with it?
Oh, never mind. If my heart gives out, can you resuscitate me?
What do I do?
Open my blouse.
Oh, I couldn't.
And press on my heart.
We'll find a hospital.
No, they'll keep me there.
They'll make you better.
I don't want to get better, son. I just want another few months.
To do what?
Go somewhere I've never been. Find myself a gigolo.
At 73?
They'll come flocking to me like crab lice, just to be able to saunter down the El Camino Real in Peron's Ferrari.
The Ferrari doesn't belong to us. We've stopped paying for it. We have to return it.
Don't be a coward, son. We've never had anything in our lives. I'll be dead soon. Then, if you want, you can give it back, but not before.
We're bringing it back, Katya.
No.
If I don't get a life sentence, it will at least be the end of my career.
Career? You?
They were going to give me my own office phone line without having to go through the switchboard.
Give that all up, Max.
At least it's real.
No, it's not.
Aron's Ferrari is real.
Where are you going? No, don't get up. You'll die on me.
I want to be in the car. I want it to drive me somewhere.
Where?
Over the border, across the 12 seas, down to the shopping mall.
Oh, they'll have police warnings out everywhere. This car is easily recognised.
They'll never take me alive.
I've called the director of the old folks home. He said he's willing to take you back if you stop stealing food from the other patients.
I don't want to die in hospital, son. I want to die on the road, behind the wheel of Perron's Ferrari, driving off into the sunset. One day they'll find the car just coasting downhill out of control. I'll be dead, hanging over the steering wheel. Slowly, slowly, ever so slowly, she'll arrive at the hacienda and park herself under the bougainvillea. Then switch herself off for all eternity.
I surrender. Don't shoot.
Mr. Merce.
I'm unarmed. Frisk me if you're not convinced.
I'm very busy. What can I do for you?
I'm throwing myself at your mercy.
Have you been drinking?
Drinking? Me?
You're talking a lot of incoherence. That isn't like you, Merce. Superficial, yes, but gaga?
I've worked it all out. In exchange for plea bargaining, you reduce my life sentence to 30 years hard labour. I'm not afraid of the chain gang. I've even learned one or two of their songs.
Merce?
I know the public is calling for my head, and the state has every right to bring back capital punishment, but I'm willing to atone. I'll sign anything you put in front of me as long as I can go on living my miserable little life far away in some remote salt mine.
Merce! That's better. Now, one, two, three. Go home and sleep it off. Take a shower. Go watch a bloodletting at the cinema. But please let me get back to work.
I owe you money.
A lot.
I've missed a few payments.
No one ever pays on time.
But it's for Perron's Ferrari.
Now that it's yours, it's just a car like any other.
Well, it's not mine. It will never be mine. It's Perron's.
Not even his.
What?
The Ferrari he drove has had 12 owners since him. It's been repainted, the motor changed 3 or 4 times. What remains is the original serial number.
But you said...
I'm a car salesman. I say a lot of things.
You mean it's not Perron's Ferrari?
It was Perron's Ferrari. It was also Goldstein's Ferrari.
Goldstein?
An American dry goods manufacturer. I bought it from him. He bought it from an Australian named Weatherby, who used to run down kangaroos with it in the outback. Before him, it was...
Don't tell me.
I can let you have £25,000 for it. My final word.
You'd buy it back?
As a favour to you.
But 25, that's about a quarter of my down payment alone. I'm in debt for the rest of my life.
25, and I'll throw in an old 2CV I've just picked up from the wrecker's yard. My last word.
I won't ever be the same with that Perron's Ferrari.
There's nothing like a beautiful car. They talk about great cathedrals. Chartres, Siena, Notre Dame. Or even Rodin's The Kiss. But those things can't move through the landscape. You can't steer them to the cliff's edge and watch the sun go down. I'll send you a check in the morning. Just leave the keys with my secretary.
Keys?
To the Ferrari.
They're in the car.
And where's the car?
Passport? Why, I never had a passport in my life. What would I have needed with a passport? In my day, you didn't even leave the neighbourhood you lived in. Except to get married to someone from another district. You stayed where you were, did your job and asked no questions. Oh, whoops. Oh, I'm getting used to it all the same. Just have to remember to put your foot on that little piece of rubber when you change those gears. Turn the wheel or you'll run over that alligator. Whoa! That was close. My ex-husband didn't want me to drive. It's not for skirts, he says. A hand on the gear shift is a man's work. The steering wheel is in a man's fingers to guide and glide as he wants. I says, it's not sex, it's transport. Oh!
Fill her up, lady.
Not necessary. Check under the bonnet.
Hey, lady. There's no oil or water in this car. And your battery's discharging.
It's Juan Perón's Ferrari.
Are you gonna spoil it for him?
You can't spoil a car like this.
You going far?
Over the border.
Without oil and water?
Without gasoline, too.
Good luck to you.
Wanna come with?
Me? I gotta work.
What about tonight?
Bowling.
Tomorrow, then. I'll pick you up at high noon.
Hey, I got a girlfriend already.
Too bad. A beautiful kid like you, with those tattoos.
Hey, lady, if you're crossing the border, it's getting late.
How do I get there?
Down the turnpike 5 miles, then you cross the Painted Desert about 100 miles, and turn left when you come to the first 30-foot-high cactus with one little yellow flower right at the top.
Is it signposted?
What?
The other side?
Hey, you can't miss it.
In I Bought Juan and Evita Perón's custom Ferrari. James Fleet was Merce, Brian Parr the car salesman, Karen Haley the girl, and Tom Watt the mechanic. Edna Dore was Katia, John Rowe the boss, and Ewan Thomas the petrol attendant. Jackie Sterling was the Latin American woman and Spanish voices. Technical presentation was by Richard Beadsmore, Keith Graham, and Rebecca Kirby. I Bought Juan and Evita Perón's Custom Ferrari was written by David Zane Meyerowitz. The play was directed by Peter Kavanagh.